We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What if you could travel the world without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Colette Guided Travel can make that happen. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo, inviting you on our upcoming tour in October 2020. This is a European tour of a lifetime, starting in London, taking in the incredible sights from Buckingham Palace to Big Ben. Take the Eurostar high-speed train to Paris, the City of Lights, and enjoy dinner at the Eiffel Tower. Continue on the Eurostar to Lucerne, one of Switzerland's most beautiful places. Then on to Venice, discover a floating city with iconic landmarks and centuries-old line canals dotted with gondolas. Tour Florence, the cradle of the Renaissance, and make a special visit to see the David, Michelangelo's masterpiece. Finally, in Rome, bask in cultural treasures like the historic Colosseum and more. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime trip. Call 877-262-4489. That's 877-262-4489. That's why we travel Colette.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, they talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living opportunities, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you would like to join Linda Pellegrino on the show, contact them on their website at seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. Tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11, and now the Sunday morning edition on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The following is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Sunday Morning Edition, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hello, hello, everyone. Linda Pellegrino with you. Must be the weekend. It must be time for Senior Radio Buffalo. And we so appreciate everyone listening to the show here on WBEN because we sure appreciate doing it and having you out there. We also get across a lot of great information, and sometimes this information can save your life. I'm holding a brochure that says Cure the Blue, Prostate Cancer Awareness, Education, and Research. And you know who started this? The Buffalo Bills Alumni Foundation. Yep. It's the same guys who show up to all of your charity events. They give millions back to charity. And now they want to help put a disease in our rear view mirror that can affect a lot of people. Did you know prostate cancer is the second leading cause of deaths from cancer among men in the United States? Did you know that it's estimated that 29,430 of those new cases will die? That makes it one in seven men in the USA will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. That's almost the same odds as women. With women, it's one in eight, one in seven for breast cancer. It seems like every woman I know somebody else who was diagnosed with breast cancer. We are getting the word out when it comes to breast cancer and getting those annual mammograms. Men, it's the same thing. We got to get you in. We got to get you tested because if you find that you do have it and you catch it early enough, it can be helped. You can be cured. And this is what we're going to talk about today. One of those men who's doing very well after prostate cancer is Booker Edgerson. And Booker, one of our player alumni, And Booker, you said you even had a recurrence, but you're still doing very well with this.
Yes, I had a recurrence back in 2012, mm-hmm. and it worked out fine. My oncologist, I was in stage three. You know, he said, "Hey, we caught you quick enough, you know,
right.
soon enough." And so I went through 39 treatments of radiation,
mm-hmm.
and so far as of today, you know, I'm fine.
You look
know?
Great. Now, let me ask you: did you get the radioactive seeds?
No.
Okay.
No.
My dad did, and he's going to be celebrating his 90th birthday
wow.
in March. So it just goes to show you that it's a disease you don't have to die of. And Dr. Adam Sumlin is with us. He's a Roswell researcher, and you're working on prostate cancer because with the donations from the Buffalo Bills alumni, you've got a study going, doctor, and we want a lot of men to come in and to help you with that study.
I would like to have a lot of men come in. We want them to come in. Give us a urine sample.
Mm-hmm.
We will test it. We will get back to them and let them know whether they have the disease or do not have the disease. What we're doing is, with this study is we're showing that mutations in the urine can be matched to those in the tissue of the prostate cancer or in the blood.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to have men who say, okay, I find out I have prostate cancer. Now what?
Well, with that, we have other treatments that can be done. You know that there is 5 treatments out there currently
mm-hmm.
for treating prostate cancer, but what we're doing right now, even with my research, is we're looking at another type of treatment, which is using laser
mm-hmm.
and ultrasound.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be called PDT and SDT. And with that, since you use an ultrasound when you do prostate examinations already, it's easier to put a laser fiber there to treat it with a photosensitizer to kill off the tumor cells.
Doctor, is it difficult to get the men to talk to you about prostate cancer?
It is very difficult because once they find out what the disease entails and they look at it and say, oh, it's my sex life. Well, it's good. I don't need to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is good. When it goes bad, I'll come and talk to you. And you say, well, then it'll be too late. So what I find out that if a man does have it or doesn't want to talk about it, talk to his significant other
mm-hmm.
because they will bring them to the table because they would rather see them there with them than running around and then later in life saying, you know, it's too late.
Now, you are more than willing to meet any man who would like to come in and leave a sample. And again, it's just a urine sample over at Roswell. If they get in touch with this website, curetheblue.com, then you can take it from there.
They get hold of Cure the Blue. Cure the Blue will get hold of me, and I will take it and run with it.
That's fantastic. And Booker, you guys from the Buffalo Bills Alumni Foundation started Cure the Blue, and you were telling me that it can be difficult to talk about. It can be even difficult to talk about it to your family. And on this brochure with you is Fred Smirlis. And he was diagnosed with this as well. He's doing very well today. But you were saying
yes, he's doing
he
great.
Had to explain it to his kids. And
yeah,
he was
trying
tough.
To explain it to his kids. And they didn't understand it. And it was like, well, what's wrong with Dad? You know, and they didn't understand it, that he had to go through his little process and everything. And because he's always been strong and everything,
mm-hmm.
standing in front of him. And so it was new to me when he told his story about it, you know, because I never thought of it in terms of how it affects children. So it's just like anything else, like when women have breast cancer, when they got young kids and everything,
yeah.
it affects the kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, just along with them as well, you know. So cancer affects everybody.
Yes.
I don't care whether it's husband, wife, children, nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, whatever it is. It affects everybody. And I think it's a great disservice for individuals not to go and get screened. You know, they rather talk about football, basketball, any kind of sports before
mm-hmm.
they want to talk about their health. And this is some of the things that we try to get over to the individuals. We have had fundraisers.
Yes.
In the beginning of fundraisers, very few people volunteered information.
Hmm.
Now at our fundraisers, people are coming up and explaining themselves and saying that they have it, and which is great.
Yes.
Because now they're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people start talking about something,
that's right.
then that means that there's awareness to everything that you're doing.
That's right. That is so true. And that's what we have to do. We have to get it out of the closet, so to speak, and talk about it because those numbers are high. That's 1 in every 7 men. I'm surprised we're not screaming it from the rafters, Doc, because that number is very similar to women with breast cancer.
It is, and the problem with that is that most men do not hear that number.
Mm.
Most men only hear that they're doing well. or one of their friends that had prostate cancer is doing well.
Yes.
And that's the downside of it, is that when you see like men like Booker, who is surviving, who's been for 23 years, young men see that and say, well, if he can do that, I'm doing that.
Right.
So I don't have to talk about it. That's what they look at. That's the downside of it. But the fact that if you're not screened, they don't know that he was caught early. They don't know that the disease, if it goes prolonged, will metastasize to the bone.
Right.
They're not understanding that.
No, you're right, because let me look at Marv. I mean, he's at a ripe old age now. People saying, well, Marv's still here, and he is. But again, it was because he was diagnosed early and got early treatment.
Right. That's correct.
Yeah.
That's
and Marv, he was my mentor, too.
Really?
Yeah. When I found out that I had, you know, prostate, I went to Marv.
Did you?
And he and I, we talked from time to time. He gave me some books on it, and I read the information and everything, and I talked with him from time to time. But he was my mentor.
Amazing. Family history, doctor, is there a connection?
It's been said that it is, but it's hard to prove. So you can't say that it is or it isn't. But genetics, it could be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
That, yes, if your father or your grandfather and his father had it, that the possibility is that it will be, you can get it. So it is one of the reasons why we ask people to be screened.
Mm-hmm.
Often and early,
right?
Because of genetics. But it's hard to say that, pinpoint to say that, yes,
right,
you're going to get it because of genetics.
And Booker, you don't know if it's genetic in your family because your dad passed away at a younger age.
That's right.
Yeah.
And even with my son, I don't know, because I've talked to him about it and everything, and he doesn't respond to me in terms of that, you know, and so I don't know if there's a genetic side of it.
Mm. Is it because it's the kind of thing that makes a man uncomfortable, Doc, that, you know, his son won't even talk to him about it?
Exactly. When you talk about prostate cancer or any type of cancer, it puts a fear in people.
Mm-hmm.
And the fear is that I don't need to know. So what I don't know won't hurt me.
Mm.
And when you hear the word cancer, it tends to cause you to hide under a table.
Mm. Well, they've brought some great information, because we want you to next go to curetheblue.com. But let me just tell you, risk factors, race, ethnicity. Prostate cancer occurs more in African-American men than men in other races. Family history, age, geography, and diet. All of these things can play a role in you getting prostate cancer. The bottom line is, we want people to go to curetheblue.com, because Booker, more and more, the NFL is getting involved, and they should, because this is a disease that really could touch anybody.
Absolutely, you know, and there's no doubt about it. And when they started doing the Susan G. Komen project, I mean, it brought about a lot of awareness to breast cancer. And not only with women, and I tell guys, you know, I said, when women have to go get a mammogram, I said, those mammograms hurt. I said, you know,
it's a bit of a squeeze.
You know, getting a DRE, which is a digital rectal exam, it does not hurt. You might feel uncomfortable with it, but it does not hurt.
Right.
And you can detect your diagnosis at that point in a lot of cases, and so just go. You know, the men say, I don't want this.
Right.
And I don't want that. You know. Come on, guys.
Exactly. We're talking about saving your life.
Right.
You've done a lot of things in your life that make you uncomfortable. You do this, it takes 2 seconds, and now you know. Now you know. Now you have your answer.
No question about it.
You know, Dr. Sumlin, one thing I disagree with is that they're raising the age of women to go and get their initial mammography. And I disagree with that, because I know there are going to be women who present with it, and they're going to be missed. But here, what would you say is a good age to have your doctor start looking?
For African-American men, I say between 35 and 40.
Okay.
Caucasian men, it's between 45 and 50.
Uh-huh.
So you can see the difference, that African-American men have that ability, the proneness to be detected with prostate cancer early in age. And that's a study that needs to be done, as to find out why it's so early for them. But I would say the earlier the better.
If you are diagnosed early, like Booker, and we only have 1 minute left, what is treatment like?
Basically, if you're diagnosed with early, like Booker, the first thing they do is active surveillance.
Mm-hmm.
They'll look at it for a small given time. And then after that, you have the option of having chemo, hormonal therapy, radiation therapy, or we'll start using PDT, SDT mm-hmm. in the future.
All right. Now, listen, Dr. Sumlin has got a couple of different studies going. The first one is to just leave a urine sample, and then they can tell you from there. Then he's got another study that you may qualify for, actually, where they're using lasers now, if you are diagnosed with prostate cancer. We would like you to please write down this website, curetheblue.com. And this is going to link you up to Dr. Sumlin's study, and you can go in and you can please leave a sample and be a part of the cure, as we like to say, because the more men he can get in there to leave a sample, the more we're going to learn about this, and that's what it's all about. Dr. Sumlin, thanks for doing what you're doing.
Thank
Booker,
you.
You rock. What can I say? Booker hey, Edgison.
Thank you very much.
He's for going, and I'm telling you, you're living well, and you're spreading the good news with us, and that's what it's all about. That's why we love the Buffalo Bills Alumni Foundation. All right, everybody, we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be back with more Senior Radio Buffalo, so stay with us.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
What if you could travel the world without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Colette Guided Travel can make that happen. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo, inviting you on our upcoming tour in October 2020. This is a European tour of a lifetime, starting in London, taking in the incredible sights from Buckingham Palace to Big Ben. Take the Eurostar high-speed train to Paris, the City of Lights, and enjoy dinner at the Eiffel Tower. Continue on the Eurostar to Lucerne, one of Switzerland's most beautiful places. Then on to Venice, discover a floating city with iconic landmarks and centuries-old line canals dotted with gondolas. Tour Florence, the cradle of the Renaissance, and make a special visit to see the David, Michelangelo's masterpiece. Finally, in Rome, bask in cultural treasures like the historic Colosseum and more. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime trip. Call 877-262-4489. That's 877-262-4489. That's why we travel Colette.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, they talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living opportunities, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you would like to join Linda Pellegrino on the show, contact them on their website at seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. Tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11, and now the Sunday morning edition on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino. I'm heading back to Europe with our Senior Radio listeners next October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer. Starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben. Then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris. We'll travel through the Swiss Alps to Lucerne, Switzerland. Continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer. Spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call to book now, 877-262-4489. That's 877-262-4489.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Linda Pellegrino. It is your weekend, and that means it's time to listen to Senior Radio Buffalo, where we have great guests, great segments, and a lot of wonderful information that, you know, on certain days, it can save your life. Case in point today, we're so thrilled to have Buffalo Bills alumni player Booker Edgerson in studio today, because Booker, it's just nice to have you, no matter for what reason. It's great to see you.
Well, great. It's great seeing you, too.
Hey, listen, tell us how the foundation is doing. You guys are everywhere.
We are doing very well, and we study, try to stay in the community, doing our responsibility to the community, mm-hmm. and we feel that it's something that comes natural with what we do. It gives us an opportunity to get out here and mix well with the people. Mm-hmm. It also gives us an opportunity to find out what we need to do in order to advance ourselves in the community. Because now we have competition, you know, with other organizations and everything. So we know we need to be out here and doing something. And we think we're doing the right thing. Even though we go to our sponsors to do certain things, they can do it on their own if they want to. Mm-hmm. But they chose to come to us and provide us with the funds to do it with other organizations. And you will hear about them, those other organizations as we go.
You guys collect so much money for charity. And everybody just loves seeing when you show up at an event. There's just nothing like having you guys there. You got this panache, Booker. You know, you really do. How many guys are now in the Buffalo Bills Alumni Foundation? How many? I mean, every time people are leaving the team, they kind of go right into the Alumni Foundation.
Not necessarily, because, you know, with all the monies they're making nowadays, you know, guys go somewhere else. They don't stay. People don't stay in Buffalo.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you know, they leave and go elsewhere and everything. A couple of them stay around and everything.
Or they come back for your events.
They'll come back for different events. We come back for our alumni weekend, which is our big fundraising event and everything. And so, therefore, you know, we feel that we're doing the right thing by doing those events and everything. And hopefully we'll continue doing it. And we also do events for Cure the Blue itself.
Yes.
You know, we got three or four events planned for this year. And hopefully we'll get a good turnout.
Now, Cure the Blue is an initiative with the Buffalo Bills Alumni Foundation to get the word out about prostate cancer awareness. And Booker, we're happy to see you well, because you were diagnosed with this a while ago. You had a recurrence of it, and you're still doing very well with it today.
You know, and you know what? All I can do is not only thank God, but thank all the people that's been around me all this time. They've given me the support and opportunity to be able to go out and speak about what I had went through. Fortunately, I have not had any real ill effects from it. You know, a lot of folks have had ill effects from radiation treatments and stuff like that. I have not had any ill effects from it, you know. My oncologist, he said, you are one of a kind. And I said, I said, I hope so.
Yeah, that's how we started the show. You're one of a kind.
I hope so. And so everything been great for me, you know. In fact, when I had my operation and everything, I had a party. And I had about 15 people over my house, and we partied that night and everything. And then next morning, I went in for my operation, and there was about 8 of the people greeting me
still
when I was
partying.
Getting ready. Yeah. That's right. They greeted me, and when I came out of my operation and woke up in the room and everything, there were about 6 other people there saying, "What took you so long to wake up?" You know.
Wow. But
so
you know, Booker, see, the difference is a lot of other people would get a diagnosis like that and then close up, clam up, not say anything. It takes a special person to talk about that to the public, because you knew it would be better for the public to know so you could share your story of survival with them.
And I definitely share my story
because I
wear it on my shoulder at all times. Mm-hmm. And I have no qualms in telling people about my experience, although everybody don't have the same experience. We know that. But I've had positive experience. And I hope that it by other individuals getting screened soon, that they'll have the same experience that I had. Nothing but positivity, motion.
And you started this initiative. They call it curetheblue.com. Cure the Blue, just like the color, BLUE.com. And with the money that you raised to be able to donate to Roswell, Dr. Adam Sumlin is here, because now, Doctor, your research is being funded, and we can learn more about this.
Absolutely. With the money that Cure the Blue gave to my project, it enables me to go out and get samples from men, look more into researching them for prostate cancer in urine, mm-hmm. which has never been done.
No.
And it's being done now early here. So in doing that, that came from the initiative of Cure the Blue to say, hey, we believe in you doing this study. And in doing the study, we have found mutations that are in urine that we can match to prostate cancer. Mm.
So it's the first step in finding out if you're going to be diagnosed with this.
That's correct.
We want to let people know, we're talking about 1 in every 7 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. And prostate cancer occurs more often in African American men than men in other races. It is very, very important that people get diagnosed as early as possible, because let's put it this way, it's a lifesaver. It can save your life. Early diagnosis is easy, the treatment is effective, and it'll save your life.
That is absolutely correct. If they are diagnosed early with an early screening, they will be saved. Mm-hmm. It is a cure at that point.
Yes.
If you wait till you're at stage 4, you're battling a disease
right.
that can become very fatal.
It reminds me of diabetes. In the beginning, people will ignore diabetes because it's not bothering them. But what they don't realize is that that diabetes is doing things internally. Right. And then all of a sudden, when you feel it, it's become very, very acute. And it's the same with something like prostate cancer.
Absolutely. And that's actually with all cancers.
Yes.
If you get it early, you have a better chance of having a better quality of life than if you wait later.
So, Dr. Sumlin, for people to take part in your study, all they really need to do is call 1-800-ASK-ROSWELL and then ask about your study, and they'll be put through to you.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. We have a protocol that's out that 1-800-ROSWELL will know. When they answer the phone, they just say they want to get on the protocol for urine sample with Dr. Sumlin, and they would be directly to me.
And Dr. Sumlin, you also have a second study where if they are diagnosed, you're looking to use laser light to cure?
I'm using laser light and ultrasound as a method to treat the disease. We're looking at it now. It's initially started now, and we're looking to further that with more grants and use a phase one trial in patients.
The more men who step up and leave you a sample, the faster we will get to answers when it comes to prostate cancer.
Absolutely.
Right.
And the faster we'll get the cures.
So we want men to say, hey, not only did I leave a sample, I got tested for this and I'm proud and I'm telling everybody, instead of kind of hiding your head, because it's the kind of thing men don't want to talk about.
That's right.
Women are always saying, get in there. Get in there and take
your
test.
Get in there and do it. I mean, you know, I mean, just think about it a little bit. What do you see on TV all the time? You know, you see about breast cancer, about colon cancer.
Right.
About all types of, but you don't see very little stuff you see about prostate cancer, you know. And if you do see anything about it, it's minimal.
I wonder why that is.
I talked to one of the state medical people, and they just said that it's much easier for, what did they say, easier, that it's more convenient for them to answer that question through the health department than through an advertisement.
We want to eradicate this disease in our lifetime, and you know what? We've learned that we can do this. It can happen. I'm watching it with certain diseases. Cystic fibrosis will be eliminated in our lifetime. This is exciting. But folks, you got to meet medical science halfway. That's right, doctor.
That's
I
correct.
Always say that.
That's
I said, you got to talk to your doctor. You got to get in there. Don't say I haven't had a physical in 5 years. If you're 35 and up, especially if you're African American, and if you have kids, you want to make sure you're around for those kids. So by all means, please get in touch with curetheblue.com. That's Booker and the Buffalo Bills Alumni Foundation. And also get in touch with Dr. Sumlin, 1-800-ASK-ROSWELL. We're so fortunate to have a place like Roswell Park here that's a specialty in cancers. You know, there was a time, doctor, I don't know how long you've been in Buffalo, but a lot of people would say, wow, boy, years ago when you talked about Roswell Park, that's where you went to die. You know what? You talk about Roswell Park today, that's where you go to live.
That's correct.
And I'm telling you, we have some incredible doctors, incredible researchers doing things there they're not doing anywhere else. You can get in on the ground floor of some incredible treatment by coming to talk to you. And you're a nice guy. Who would want to come talk to Dr. Sumlin?
I appreciate that. Yes.
But we are looking for people to come in, and we're just asking for a urine sample. That's all it is, folks, okay? We know you can do it. We know you won't let us down. Booker Edgerson, you've never let us down. Dr. Sumlin, thanks for being here. CureTheBlue.com, 1-800-ASK-ROSWELL.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Sunday Morning Edition, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Sunday for another episode of Senior Radio Sunday Morning Edition. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.